Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Today, we are going to talk about manifesting your ultimate timeline and changing your reality. Like, have you noticed that sometimes when you have this issue of some sort, it's like a filter? So then you start to see your emotional situation, your climate on the inside, mentally, your thought patterns, your physical condition, or the way you spiritually able to expand. Suddenly everything is seen through the lens of that issue perception. And you've probably been frustrated when you hit that higher frequency and it feels awesome in meditation, and then you can't seem to upgrade your reality to that very frequency. It like evaporates as soon as you enter into regular life. Those are very common experiences, and here we want to address them so that you can tune in to the highest vibratory note, to the ultimate timeline, connect to that, and then manifest that as your timeline. Not something that you just visit and experience sometimes, but as something you get to live in. That's what we want to do today. The Solar Console uses this process of shifting timelines within the same timeline current to adjust to the most beneficial timeline for the evolution of humanity. And I've refined that process for you for a specific journey of transcension, for your personal evolution. This is what I call the conscious future method, so that you get to create your future consciously, instead of past referencing based on old karmic patterns, right? We want to be able to make a decision, choose, manifest the frequency, and then step into that timeline. That's what I'm going to show you in this lesson. You're going to learn how to shift out of the issue perception to a higher state of consciousness with a more harmonious perception of reality. So out of your 3D space time reality into the spherical time-space reality of the quantum field. And you learn how to drop a quantum anchor into a new reality where the issue does not even exist at all, like as if it never happened. So this is how you shift yourself and upgrade your timelines. What we will explore today together will be what timelines are, because without understanding parameters, you can't change anything, and how you currently are anchored in your timeline, what fuels your timeline shifting, and how to rewire your brain to access the new possibilities for yourself, and how to drop your quantum anchor so that you consciously manifest the most beneficial timeline for you. Okay, this lesson will guide you beyond solving problems into leaving your current limitations behind, this whole reality, just stepping out of it and accessing much greater, more expansive field of true potentials. So you learn how to move beyond the known into the unknown, where miracles live, and become conscious architect of your reality. So let's dive in. So first, we need to understand what timelines are. Timelines are perceptual pathways that consist of past experiences. Your brain encodes the same patterns over and over and over, maintaining your current timeline. So the past shapes the way you think, feel, and behave, which locks you into a reality that mirrors those patterns again and again and again. Each species anchors its timeline differently depending on the highest level of conscious point that the species has. For example, for a rock, the anchor point for a timeline is actually the material form of the rock. That's it. That's all it's got. But for a plant, it's the etheric body. For the animals, it's usually their emotional body. And for humans, and also monkeys, elephants, dolphins, dogs, cats, horses, and a few others, it's the ego. This is the thought form generating structure made of mental and astral bodies together. That becomes the timeline anchor for us. Individual timelines are packaged into bundles, like fiber optic cables made of many, many, many timelines that all agree on the same collective perception of reality. So in your current timeline, you are anchored in 3D perception shaped by your past. You see problems the same way as you've always seen them, and you think, you feel, you act out the same emotional mental loops over and over and over, and your ego broadcasts habitual data. Think of it like a beacon, boop, 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 which just puts it out in the universe, the same stuff over and over. And the quantum field then reacts by reflecting it back to you, creating the illusion of unchanging reality. Just the same thing over and over. That's literally the way the brain is set up to perceive reality. That's how we exist within the simulation. But the timeline you want to be in, it's new. It's not this one, right? A lot of times we want to change something, we want to upgrade, we want to have a timeline that's more aligned with who we are. And it is a version of reality where you see differently, think differently, feel differently, and act differently, where the issue or the challenge that you are facing right now does not even exist. You are not triggered by the issue that right now you are triggered by because it is not encoded into your brain map in the new timeline. Neural wiring is based on emotional charge. That's what brain map is. So your neuron wiring with emotional charge is not encoded with the old trauma stuff. And because of it, you end up in a different reality. When we shift timelines this way, within the same overall timeline bundle, of course, you are actually changing your self-anchor point, which remember we earlier said that that's your ego perception. You are changing your ego identity to no longer include some of the emotional and mental reactions and issues and perceptions tied to your past. That's why it's so hard to change sometimes because we don't want to change who we are. We think, well, I'll be who I am and then just have a different reality, different outcome. It doesn't work like that because then you're back to broadcasting and being reflected the same thing. No matter how many affirmations you say, it's just how it works. That's the universal law. So it's important to remember here that shifting timelines doesn't mean that you become amnesiac and forget your life experiences and whatever happened. No, you still remember them. So we're not saying like you erase yourself and just like load as if it's in a computer game, a totally new avatar. No, you're still you. But even though the facts of your past still remain, the brain map is different. The neuron imprint of emotions is different. That's where the timeline shift can occur. Okay? So your autonomic nervous system, which previously reacted automatically based on past traumas, now is free to follow a new, healthier pattern, more harmonious. Your energy field no longer broadcasts the same old reactive signal at all. And your consciousness then begins to attune to potentials beyond the limitations of the past. In essence, you leave the old personality behind, the old version of yourself behind, the version of you that is locked into reacting over and over to the old pain or old fear. You overcome the known. This is the 3D reality here. And you tune into the unknown. That's the quantum field, where all the infinite potentials already exist. So you get to choose and pick. From this expanded state, your brain recognizes new pathways. Your energy field resonates with new possibilities. You're able to create new personal reality aligned with more harmonious timeline for yourself. Changing timelines and consciously creating your future may feel like a pretty challenging thing at first because you're not used to it, because the mind wants to cling to the known, but it's why we practice this in Transcension School over and over and over, right? That's why you have the meditation to dive into and literally decode and recode your brain patterns to allow you to have those experiences. This is also why in Transcension School, we have those weekly energy transmissions because you get support for this process. So you're not alone. You're not just mentally sitting there thinking it. That's not going to do much. You are actually adjusting your entire being, your energy field, your personality, your different energy patterns, chakras, your flow of energy, and your frequency range. That's why it is so important to practice this so that it actually has an effect, not just a theoretic knowledge. Once you learn how to shift, it becomes easier and easier. Like your energy just simply remembers how to do it, and you can stabilize the new frequency. This way, you move beyond emotional and mental reactions of the present, and you're able to tune in to the new opportunities, to a whole reality filled with nothing but opportunities, and ultimately emerge in the reality where the greater harmony, health, joy, freedom, all is possible for you. So we're not just talking about like, oh, and here I have this thing, and then I don't want to have this thing. We're talking about literally upgrading yourself. You know, like what's the ascended version of you? What is the transcended next level of evolution for you? That is literally a different timeline than the one you are in now. Let's look into what fuels the manifestation. Because here we need to talk about rewiring your brain in order to accomplish this. So let's start with why problems seem to stay stuck in your current timeline. The challenges, the conditions, the disease, the limitations, whatever it is that you face, are created from the level of consciousness. Well, more often the unconsciousness. So it's a specific parameter of frequency, right, from which it was created. So if you're struggling with an issue that can't seem to move, like you can't seem to overcome it, and maybe sometimes you have glimpses when it works and then you kind of slide back into the way it was, it's because you're bringing the same level of mind, the same parameter that created the problem in the first place to solve the issue. And your brain memory bank of everything that you have ever known or experienced, essentially moments that like carried strong emotional charges. That's what's encoded in the brain map. So every person, every place, every object, every situation you have ever encountered are wired into your brain. That's your neurological network. In a sense, when you think about your familiar issue, familiar challenge, familiar problem, something that you run kind of into again and again. Maybe it's a self-worth, maybe it's an abundance, maybe it's some limitation or judgment or whatever it is, like a habitual story in your head. You are literally thinking from your past because it's the same neurological pattern that's like a train, choo-choo train that goes in a circle over and over and over the network that you have created. You are thinking from the past. Your brain is simply running the same old electrical track for the train to travel on. It's as if your body just not living in the present at all. It doesn't even know what present. Like, the only reality I know is the brain map you gave me. So that's what it's living. But then you're thinking that that's reality. That is not reality. That is a programmed sub-simulation that's personal, that encoded by your trauma or problem or some strong emotional response that keeps recreating the same thought pattern or the same emotion or the same reaction again and again and again. You're seeing reality through the lens of the known, which is your past consciousness, not your next level of consciousness, which is where we want to be instead. How your brain locks you into the past? Through memories. Memories are encoded in the brain and it's patterning through strong emotions, something that is really emotionally charged. Every thought or memory is associated with a problem also carries some emotional chemical signature. Emotions are chemical reactions. They're not higher frequency feelings. They are literally chemical reactions in your body because emotions are chemical end products of past experiences. So you have a strong experience, it gets encoded in your brain, and then the chemical response just keeps recreating the same thing over and over, creating electrical groove or a neurological pathway sort of for the electrons to follow. So that's how your neurons then respond in your brain map. So here's how loop happens. Your body receives a stimuli. You have a reaction to the stimuli. The reaction then creates chemical emotional charge of some sort, which is habitual, and emotional charge marks the pathway in your brain, the groove, and the next time similar stimuli occurs, what do you think is going to happen? Your brain is just going to simply send it along the same track, like, oh, I recognize this that way. So it replaces the same patterns by this mark that you made. Over time, it just becomes a habitual groove, like an electrical signal just goes in that direction. That's when we stop questioning. That's when it starts looking like, well, that's just how reality is. That is not true. That is literally self-programmed miscreation of reality, okay? So if this groove is not changed, you end up living the past over and over, projecting onto your present, and then onto your future, thinking that, of course, you're having free will, you're having new experiences, but actually, no. So that's where we want to really insert conscious awareness so we can break that cycle. I really want this for you. This is what Solar Console has been working on forever to help humanity do, and I'm so glad that I get to teach you guys how to do this component, because the more masterful you become in doing this, oh my God, the more conscious awareness and expansion you get to have in your life. And of course, the more we do that for ourselves, the more collectively we change humanity. Your current level of consciousness is the same consciousness or unconsciousness that created the very challenge you're trying to overcome. Or the challenge would not exist. I really want you to get that. If you have some problem or challenge, then whatever the consciousness level that created that challenge is where you are at now. So if you don't want challenge to exist anymore, you don't want this problem, you want it to go away, then you actually need to be different you than the one you're being now if you still have the problem, okay? I know it's kind of a mind-bending truth, but it is high mod, it is high truth. If you can get that, that frees you up to live your life. So your state of being, like how you think, how you feel, that's what creates your reality perception. Every time you react to stimuli or a problem by following the same brain groove that we just talked about, your past referencing your future. You reaffirm the same body sensations, emotions, reactions, thoughts, feelings, actions, even like in the material place here over and over and over again. So what makes us pay attention to anything? Emotions, right? Strong emotional charge. It could be negative, like fear, danger, you know, pain. It could be positive, joy, pleasure, abundance. But either way, it's a strong emotional charge. It's not willpower. It's not Well, I think I should think this way. Like, it's whatever it is that you have the strongest emotional charge on. That's where your attention follows. So the stronger your emotional charge is about something, the more focus gets locked into that pathway. Essentially, doesn't matter if it's negative or positive, but especially if it's negative, uncomfortable, or painful emotion, that's where we really lock into it. Because it's kind of like a survival mechanism that pre-programmed into the biology. So now imagine a strong emotion charge that is around major issue is like health problem. Or what if it's around anxiety or depression, like self-judgment or something like that? What if it's a scarcity or lack and you're constantly fixating on something you don't have? What if it's some sort of a spiritual limitation or some sort of a struggle? That's a pretty strong groove that keeps you in that very place. When you keep focusing, in other words, thinking and feeling the same pattern over and over, you amplify the signal in the quantum field. You're essentially broadcasting stronger and stronger signal about what you don't want. See, universe will just look at you and go like, okay, well, you know, that person seems to want more of that health problem, more of that, you know, scarcity or more of that limitation. I guess I got to give it to them because that's what they keep saying over and over to me. Universe does not speak English. It speaks frequency. So when we constantly give it frequency that we don't want because we fixated on it, that's what we get more of, what we don't want. So according to the law of attraction, where you place your attention is where you place your energy. And whatever you focus on, you manifest more of. So every time you obsess over a problem or replay it emotionally in your mind, or you feel like telling yourself a story about it that is pretty habitual, but you keep doing it, you are literally feeding the energy that you don't want, keeping it alive in your timeline, and so locking yourself into that very timeline. In other words, you're giving your very life force to the problem itself. And that's the energy that could be used to create a solution, to create something magical, to step into a different timeline. But instead, you keep feeding the problem if you focus on the negative. Okay? So, big realization moment here. Drum roll, please. You are the reason why the problem hasn't changed, because your energy broadcast hasn't changed. Not saying it's somebody's fault, but whatever we're in control of, we can change. So you are the reason, your beingness, why something is the way you don't want it. If you want it differently, you got to change. So I'm not saying that just sit there, meditate, vibrate somehow into a new timeline and everything will magically shift for you. No, obviously action is required and there are specific steps I'm going to teach you. You need to actually change though on the inside and out. But here's the catch. Most people either do not know anything about these universal laws, or they try to change themselves, but they don't know how to do it, so they just give up. Or they put all their effort into doing more, proving more that they're worthy of the new something, whatever change thing that they want. And because they're doing it from the same frequency that they created the problem in the first place, nothing changes. No amount of doing, struggling, proving will make a difference if you don't change first your energy broadcast. That's why the situation occasionally feels like you're stuck. Your actions are operating from the same old energy signature, hence the stuckness. Nothing changes until you change your energy. That's a universal law. In case you're wondering, how can I change my energy that Eugenia keeps talking about? How can I move to the greater level of consciousness beyond this situation or whatever the challenge or a problem doesn't even exist? Well, to do that, you must ascend your energy and work with the quantum field, which is exactly what we're going to do next. So we started this thing by talking about changing your brain, right? So let's start with the fundamental truth here. Where you place your attention is where you focus your energy. Whatever you focus on, you manifest more of. Really get that, please. Whatever you focus on, you manifest more of. Nothing changes in your life until you change your energy broadcast. So think of emotions like energy in motion. It's a moving energy. If every single day you allow yourself negative emotions that recreate the same energy signature, reacting to the same problem the same way, the energy etches a specific pattern in the quantum field. Over time, this pattern becomes the broadcast from you out to the universe, an energetic radio signal that goes out there that determines what realities are available to you out of everything and what you can access and in which timeline you anchor. The quality of your brain and heart coherence, so the resonance of the thinking and feeling, determines the strengths and nature of your quantum broadcast. So if your brain and heart are coherent, there is a resonance. You're producing a frequency that carries harmonious, life-giving thoughts and emotions, of course. This is what we know as syntropy. And of course, this is a strong signal in the quantum field because it's aligned, because it's harmonious, and it's aligned with God's source, like the very creator energy, capable of manifesting whatever dream you have into 3D reality. On another hand, if your brain and heart are incoherent, you're producing a frequency that carries imbalanced and fragmented thoughts and feelings and emotions. That's entropy. So this is a weak signal in a quantum field, aligned with the false matrix instead. And it has very little power to manifest anything. So this is why, like, you can intend all you want, but if you're producing a weak signal, it's not going to manifest anything, no matter how hard you try. Which then might lead you to questioning your worth or your ability or your power. And none of that is actually the cause. Okay? That's why I'm telling you this. This is why when you try to shift persistent problem, whether it's a trauma or building abundance maybe in your life or feeling worthy or expanding your consciousness to another dimension, let's say, it often feels almost impossible, like you run into this, oh, I don't know, like no matter how much I try, I'm still here. Well, that's because you're trying to change reality while broadcasting that weak, incoherent signal rooted in your past. Okay? So if you ever felt like no matter how hard you try to stop judging yourself, you still end up feeling not good enough, or maybe no matter how much action you take towards abundance, it still feels like you're running in circles or through molasses trying to get somewhere and it's not quite happening and the results barely match the effort that you put in. Well, this is why, okay? It's not something that you're necessarily doing wrong. It's something that you have not adjusted in your broadcast. You have not yet shifted your brain broadcast into syntropy, the strong, coherent signal that is in alignment with the quantum field and can influence timelines, which is what we're talking about today. Without syntropic coherence, you have very little access to nonlinear dynamics of the universal creation. Without changing your broadcast, you're essentially trying to rebuild your life using same distorted template that created the challenge in the first place. So, it is impossible to solve the problem from the same level of consciousness that created it. Trying to do so is like trying to navigate reality with a brown paper bag on your head. You cannot see the possibilities that actually are available to you. You literally have to reach a greater level of consciousness than the one reinforcing the problem in your brain to become a different signal that then can be reflected to you. Only then can you truly begin to access the timelines where desired realities already exist. So you get to pick or vibrate or attract to you the one that resonates the most and anchor in it. So let's look at what happens when you experience a trigger. whether it's a real situation or just perceived problem in your head. That happens too. It doesn't always have to be real. First, you have an emotional reaction. And each specific problem tends to have a familiar emotional response, right? Kind of over and over, same reaction. And they bundle together into a larger emotional habit. Maybe you react to yourself missing something, or your sister being selfish, or inconsiderate drivers, like whatever gets you. And with all this frustration and judgment trying to impose imagined order onto the chaotic reality. That would be self-policing energy from the false matrix, by the way. Maybe you react to not knowing how to do something, or maybe your mother not noticing you, or maybe your bank misplacing your paperwork. And suddenly with all this sadness and giving up and feeling like, oh, I just don't matter. No matter what I do, I just not good enough. That's a self-erasing energy from the false matrix. Or maybe you react to not achieving your goals easily, or your partner not loving you the right way, or your company overlooking your talents with blame energy or resentment energy. That's actually power minimizing from the false matrix. So all those patterns are habitual patterns stored in our subconscious and in our brain chemically as a map. So most likely you have experienced those habitual emotional reactions many times automatically because it's hardwired as a neurological pattern. Here's what happens. The trigger, brain fires up emotional old pattern in your chemical response there. You then broadcast that emotional mental signal into the quantum field. And now you manifest your reality again, the very one you just broadcasted. Okay. These are well-established negative patterns. They create a vicious cycle within our subconscious. When your reaction to the situation, real or imagined, doesn't matter, actually feeding the problem with the same energy. And if you keep feeding the same problem with the same energy, you keep yourself in the same reality, right? That should be obvious by now. Your thoughts are your electric charges that you broadcast into the quantum field. Your feelings are your magnetic charges that you draw timelines to you from the quantum field. And how you think and how you feel is broadcasting this electromagnetic signature on a moment-to-moment basis. Put out, attract, put out, attract, over and over and over. That's why the broadcast itself is so essential to understand. Your memories of the past, your reactions to outer environment, they are encoded as neurological patterns in your brain and keeping everything the same. Your habitual reactions lock you in the current timeline because you think and feel in a way that creates your reality again. If you keep thinking and feeling the same way, your life remains the same. Now, think about some situation that habitually happens that triggers you. What emotion do you have when it happens? And does the way you think about this problem straightens you or weakens you? What problem are you actually trying to solve when you feel this negative emotion? Usually, it's an unconscious attempt to pre-punish yourself to avoid disappointment. Kind of like a child that's thinking that apologizing will, to some extent, make the problem go away because an external authority will forgive them. Emotional reactions affect everything, including your physical health. If you're having an angry reaction, let's say with your ex or your boss or the news, even like some people you don't even know that you see somewhere on a screen, or habitual sadness, maybe another reaction, or anxiety or fear, those emotions and thoughts, they weaken the body. And because of it, they're weakening your capacity to manifest anything you want. By the way, if you haven't yet, check out my free training, Why Do People Trigger Me So Much and How to Stop Reacting, where I go into all sorts of details about the habitual triggers and their true cause and how to finally free yourself from the reaction. So the link will be in description. Make sure you check that out if you haven't yet. Can you create or uncreate disease? Short answer is yes. Negative thoughts produce stress hormones. Stress hormones activate survival systems. Chronic survival mode leads to brain-heart incoherence. So now you have a frequency that's not matching, and then brain-heart incoherence disrupts your body, energy system, and genetic signaling. So literally, it can mess your DNA patterning that your soul wanted you to have. Your body literally follows the energetic instructions that it receives. So same thoughts plus the same emotions equals same brain patterns, right? And that means same body conditions. New thoughts plus new emotions will equal what? New brain patterns, right? And that means new opportunities for healing. That's where people can have spontaneous healing or something unique that happens in their body that suddenly shifts them into a completely different state of health. All of that is possible, but that means also shifting a timeline. All disease is linked to how you're using your DNA. Some genes are active, some genes are dormant. Your emotional mental broadcast determines which genes are turned on and which are turned off. You literally have the power over this process. And when you change your energy signal, you change your gene expression. And that means you ascend your body. We'll dive into that in depth, like creating new body in a different timeline in future lessons, I promise. So stay tuned. But here we're going to focus on the timeline itself, not so much the body aspect, but I wanted you to understand why this is so important and totally awesome to be able to apply in your life. In other words, if your signal is the same stress pattern over and over, you maintain the same disease, same limitation of whatever it is that you call the problem in your life. If you shift your thoughts and emotions, you can deactivate old gene expressions and activate new ones, which means you're changing your physical health, your emotional state, and your entire timeline. Your thoughts can literally make you healthy or sick. They can limit you, they can expand you. They can keep you poor, or they can make you abundant. And you are in control of your thoughts. Now ask yourself, is there anyone that triggers you or anything really worth it? If you are keeping yourself stuck in a reality you don't like just by having that reaction? All right, so now let's move on to the greater consciousness, what we talked about before, in order to shift the timeline. So let's talk about what really helps you shift into a new timeline. From God's view, from the higher perspective, outside of our current perception, it would be obvious that you are not stuck in any habitual thing because everything is 100% available 100% of the time and everything is 100% loving. But you're looping in the same pattern, same emotions, same thoughts, same behavior, and that's what then creates the limitation. If all the possibilities already exist in the quantum field, then the solution that you're searching for also exists in the quantum field. There's already a timeline where this problem is resolved or never existed, and there's already a doorway that you have not thought of yet to get to that timeline that shifts you. You just haven't seen it yet because you've been trying to solve the problem from the same level of the problem, wearing the same old brown paper bag on your head, keeping your perception limited. You cannot see the way out from the inside of the problem. You can only see what's available once you step outside of it. You cannot see the way out of a challenge if you're looking at it from the same level of consciousness that created the challenge, right? You cannot find new possibilities if you're broadcasting the same survival emotion. Survival is the key here. The same disempowering thoughts, looping the same self-identity based on your past. In order to walk into a new timeline or where a problem doesn't even exist, you have to evolve to the greater level of consciousness, next level of your mind perception. That's what then creates a different broadcast. You must take all your attention, because remember, whatever we focus on, right? You must take all your attention, energy, emotions, thoughts, off the obstacle that you're currently bumping into in your 3D reality and place it into the field of infinite possibilities or the quantum field. So ask yourself, what brown paper bag perception am I still trapped in? What habitual way of thinking keeping this problem alive for me? What if there was a way out that I have not even begun to imagine? What then? What does that open up for you? All right, let's remember how manifestation actually works. Thoughts, electrical signals, feelings, magnetic attractors, and together, that's your broadcast, resonates with the quantum field. Your broadcast is your reality generator. So when you react the same challenges the same way, the energy stays the same and life stays the same and everything just repeats itself. That's why we think life is the way that it is. And, you know, sometimes you bump into another person who totally doesn't think that. Like maybe you say, well, I can't possibly say that, or, well, I can't wear that, or I can't do that. And another person does it and you're like, oh, it was allowed? Like I could have done that? It's like, yeah, we limit ourselves tremendously by deciding what's not allowed because of the limitations of our brown paper bag. So you're firing the same brain patterns, you're releasing the same chemicals in your body, you're activating the same genes and suppressing the same genes that you've been suppressing, and you are reinforcing the same biological reality, which then becomes the proof for your mind about, yeah, I'm right, this is how things are, which they are not at all. This is amazing when you really get like, oh my God, I literally create my reality through my perception. If your dominant response includes stress, fear, habitual guilt maybe, or anger or shame or resentment, like whatever your story is, then yeah, your energy is essentially feeding not just the problem, but deteriorating your happiness and probably your health. So, by the way, if you're interested in explanation of these conceptual systems, like what's required to actually move out of survival consciousness and into this harmonious brain patterns when you're living with spirit and creating with spirit and practical steps as to how to get there, then make sure you read my Awakening the Harmony Within, How to Create with Spirit book. That book goes into so many details and gives so many practical things that I would kind of like to include here, but it just would make this lesson like 3 hours long, so I'm not, but just go check it out because there's a lot of stuff there that's very useful, that's applicable to what we are talking about in this lesson. If you don't have the book, the link is in description how you can get it. All right, before we move forward, let's check in. We need to create a quantum anchor. So before we go into the process of how to do this, I want you to actually practice with something. So take a moment and let's pick that one persistent problem in your life. Whatever it is that you want to work with. It could be one major habitual problem that keeps repeating itself. Like I worry about everything all the time. I'm anxious about the future. I can't let go of the past. I always struggle with money. I never have enough time. I always run out of time, energy, whatever. I can't find good relationship, like something that consistent in your life story. Or I guess if something like that doesn't exist or doesn't come to mind, you can pick current issue. Sometimes when people listen to me and they're like, well, right now, this is the biggest problem, even if it's not like my generally habitual problem. That's okay. Then pick whatever's your burning current issue is right now. Something maybe acute and specific, like you just had a fight with somebody or you just got upset about something, or maybe you just like cried for an hour over something. Whatever that was, fine. Pick that. And then when you listen to this training again, maybe you can pick your habitual one. But decide what that is. Please pick one now. Okay, got it? You can pause this training and decide on one before we go on and then unpause me. All right, So whatever it is, there is a voice in your subconscious that keeps this problem alive. This is the voice tied to well-rehearsed program in your brain that you're so familiar with, it just feels like second nature. You probably don't even see it as separate from you, but it repeats limiting thoughts hundreds of times a day. It's just the same thing that goes over and over and over again and again and again. Every time you become conscious of that unconscious voice, you lower its volume. You disrupt that loop in your brain and you start to reclaim your energy, which is what we are after. Notice I'm not giving you this like, oh, you do this and then whoop, everything magically is different. That would be awesome, but if it was so easy, everybody would do it by now. It's not. So I'm giving you understanding of the gradual process that as long as you keep applying yourself to this, keep lowering the volume of the trigger response, breaking the loop, taking your energy out of it, and applying what I will teach you here, now you can be practicing more and more stepping out of the old timeline into the new one until eventually that occurs. That actually could be a process. Not everybody does it like this. Usually it's something that takes certain steps because changing the self is not that easy. But I know you can do it because you were here for a reason. So the more awareness you bring to the habitual blind spots, the more you break free from the timeline that you feel you kind of locked into right now. So now time to shift. How do you shift from the disharmonious timeline into harmonious one and manifest this amazing conscious future that you want? Inside Transcension School, you'll be guided through those deep experiential processes to help you. That's why I create the supportive meditations that specifically coded on so many levels, immersed in specific frequencies to help you actually rewire your brain, access the quantum field, embody the next level of your consciousness, and shift the timeline. If somehow you're watching this and you're not a Transcension Gate member, then definitely to access the meditation and all sorts of support stuff that helps you do the process, just join us. The link is in the description. All right, so how do we drop the quantum anchor and change everything in our reality? So here is the structural process of it, I guess you can think of it. One is you disconnect from what is known. Two is you arrive at the quantum field, which is the unknown. Three, you drop your quantum anchor into the timeline that holds what you desire, it already has your future created. And four is you bring your physical body into the new timeline so that you fully shift. So the entire shift of the timeline, like if we're talking about in the perfect universe, is when the body is included. And as I promised in the future lessons, I will definitely tell you much more about the body aspect of it, the number four piece in here. But even just starting the process can start to shift the body almost automatically. So one of the hardest things for people is actually the one, disconnect from what is known, because we are so convinced that what we're seeing is real. It is not. It is completely your own movie that you're watching, and somebody next to you may be watching the same physical circumstance, listening to the same story somebody telling, or the news or whatever, traveling through the same country. They are seeing different things, even if they're looking at the same thing. That's because the perception of reality creates a different translation in their consciousness. That is really important to understand. So this whole idea that, well, is this true or is this not true by looking on the outside, it doesn't really work like that. Truth exists upwards, not horizontally. Horizontally, there are no facts even. I mean, maybe materialistically, like if something's encoded on video, you know, recording, you can say, okay, that really happened, literally. But the perception of that would still be very different by different people. So whatever we think has happened, including painful past experiences, quite often didn't actually happen the way we remember them. So we wrapped around those experiences so much of our identity that it became part of us, and we think that this is how it went. Like, this is what happened. This is how it go down. But it's not true. Most of the time, not. Because if you're actually in that perception from the little you, all you would get is, oh, I got disoriented. Or, oh, I got really hurt. Or I got so lost or abandoned or whatever. Like that emotional charge, that's what you get. And that charge is true to you. Yes, it did happen. Did somebody mean to do it to you? Most of the time, not. You know, like a lot of times we get that from our parents who didn't mean to do what they did. I mean, short of abuser parents, which is a whole other story. But majority of situations, people just self-absorbed or unconscious. And a lot of people are not even people, they're empties. So they don't know what they're doing. They're just programmed behaviorally and they just do what they do. But if you are a conscious, sensitive person, you're going to have a response to that. And some of it is uncomfortable or even painful. That gets encoded and then creates your perception of reality. But because you went over it so many times, it becomes something that seems so real to you when it's not. So the first point of disconnecting from what is known is actually quite complicated for most people. Once you manage that, then you still need to know how to arrive into the quantum field or the unknown, and then how to drop the anchor. So I know it sounds like, well, but I just want the last one. But without the first one, nothing happens. So that is why I'm teaching you what I'm teaching you here, so you can actually do it, all right? So to do this correctly, you must first become consciously aware of what you want to shift out of, like a clear visual, thought, and emotional charge, and what you want to shift into, as in visual, thought, and emotion, of what you want to shift into. This is essential. You don't want to do this process with like, okay, I'm just going to see what happens. I don't like what I have. I want something better. It doesn't work like that. Universal law says you got to broadcast it. If you can't imagine it, you cannot have it. That's the universal law. So this whole idea, well, I just want something that somehow is like awesome, harmonious and loving and great. That's not anything. That's just so vague that pretty much your old broadcast is like way more familiar to your brain and is going to stick to the old program. So we want to be a little bit more particular than that. And remember three categories: visual, thought, emotion, for where you're getting out of and what you're getting into. So for example, an old reality could be, I feel worry, stress, hopelessness. I think often I'm not good enough. I cannot do this. And I see people disappointed in me, harsh faces judging. And I see myself with a tub of ice cream alone on the couch watching Netflix, for example. Okay, so you see what we did, right? Feeling, some emotional response. Thinking, habitual, and then some sort of like, if you had to make a movie about that, what would that look like? Okay. So now for this person, let's say a new reality could look like, I feel joy, very specific feeling, freedom, whatever that feels like for you, not abstract, and vibrancy, like vitality. Okay. Those are counterweight the negative ones we looked at. I think habitually, I can, I'm allowed, I'm free to do it. Okay, different habitual pattern. And let's give it some sort of a visual. That could be, I see people's faces smiling, warm, celebrating me. There's some successful thing, like whatever for this person, let's say success means, maybe looking at the bank statement and there's more money, or looking at schedule and there's more appointments, or maybe looking at calendar and there's more like social events booked, like whatever your idea, or maybe you're seeing yourself doing specific like meditation every day, or, you know, different shape of your body, like whatever it is. So like some version of success and some flow, like something like that. But we want it visually, okay? It's very important that you have these three categories: emotion, thought, visual. It's very important to remember that in the quantum field, you cannot try to escape what you don't like, okay? This is how we miscreate it again and again and again, the same old story. You can only create by arriving into the new. So before we dive into the step one, take a moment and come up with what is it that you want to move out of and what is it that you want to manifest. And yes, as you go through the energetic process, new components, of course, will emerge that you were not previously aware of. Obviously, you will become more expanded, so more ideas would come. That's part of how the quantum field responds, but you still need to start somewhere, okay? Don't think of it like, oh, for sure, this is what I want. You can change your mind, but you need to start somewhere. This is not just, I don't know, I trust God will show me kind of process. It's really not. God will show you more. But only once you define whatever it is your starting parameter is. You must initiate the signal. This is how creation begins. Okay? So think of what it is that you're leaving and what it is you want to get to. Okay? Pause me if you need to get that. All right. So in the meditation, you can actually experience this process and go through. Here, I want to give you the conceptual understanding, and you can kind of do this within your field to some extent as I'm talking, because I'm going to bring the energy through those steps rather quickly, but to give you the experience to some extent as the overarching idea. So the first step is disconnecting from what is known. So start by withdrawing your attention from everything familiar. You're taking your awareness off your body, off your environment, off any current role you have, problems you have, perceptions about anything you have. You have to stop paying attention to what you got. And this is literally not that easy because, well, but my body aches. Well, but what about this problem? You know, like the thoughts keep coming back to that. So that's part of self-mastery, is to actually train yourself to disconnect. You're releasing the focus to those 3D space-time constructs, the realm of separation. This is where we're at currently. This is where the local, linear, defined by senses reality exists. Instead, you begin to shift into space itself. One of the easiest way to do it is to focus on space around your body and the silence within it. So try that for a moment. Just space around your body, not what's in the space, just space and silence of it. You dissolve your attention from form into formlessness. This is how you disconnect from the ego self, beginning to dissolve into the field of oneness. Good. So now step two is arrive at the quantum field. So right now you're still in this dimension tuning into space. But we want to go to the place where spherical time-space exists, the eternal now. In it, there is nothing physical. There's no structures. So don't complicate it. There's no material form. There's no future. There's no past. There's no linear sequence of any kind, only pure frequency, vibration, potential. It might feel like you're floating, kind of hovering, weightless. There is nothing anywhere. For me, it always helps me to give it the color. I usually tune into it from the standpoint of void, blackness. So you can think of it like floating in a void, which erases all the perceptions, but it actually could be different frequencies, which you will understand in a meditation. But here, just go with whatever works for you. This is an invisible field that has potential for everything. All dimensions are in it, including ours. All forms, all structures, or concepts, all everything that ever been created is in it. But in its potential form, not realized yet. When you arrive here with coherent nervous system, you begin to resonate with the greater consciousness, the universal intelligence. You are no longer perceiving from the small self, you become pure awareness. You moved from the conditioned space-time of third dimension into the timeless all space in the quantum. You might notice that your body is starting to calibrate, like whatever was out of balance suddenly becoming more balanced. That's kind of a natural component. And through the meditation, I will also teach you how to do this correctly so that your nervous system actually is in syntropy. So your brain is broadcasting syntropy while you're floating in this quantum field. So now into the step three, which is dropping your quantum anchor. So bring your awareness into the new version of reality you desire. Remember, we just did that before the exercise. So feeling, what is the emotion that you wanted in this timeline? So just feel that emotion. No thinking of any kind, no nothing. Just feel the emotion. Usually you would feel it in your heart. Let yourself experience that. Good. Now think the thought that this version of you would be thinking habitually. It could be few thoughts. Kind of repeat them for yourself. Okay. And now see the visuals, like the faces or the scenes, the colors, the moments, whatever's already there in existence in this new timeline. There's no problem here. It never even existed here. This is your new frequency. So in a meditation, of course, I will train your field to do that, not in this clunky manner, one piece by piece, but when you're able to resonate that in your whole field properly, so your brain and nervous system actually broadcast this. But this is the assembly process, let's just say, of how that happens. So this is your new frequency. And as you're floating in all of this and broadcasting these positive new experiences that you know already exist, what they do is they act like a magnet because there's emotional charge there, and we know that that's what magnetizes. And you probably would start to feel you being pulled towards something or something pulled towards you. When you find the timeline that elicits this deep yes in your heart and soul, this is the moment where you would drop your quantum anchor. So it's almost like there is a possibility of what you want, and then it actually exists. And they synchronize so much by you holding the imprint of what you want that at some point they match and click in. And when they do, that's the place where you anchor. It's a strong emotional charge. It's linked to specific sensory input. So this is the imprint from the visual, sound, smell, even sensation, like strong charge of the environment and experience that goes all the way through you. And then you hold that within your being. Think of it like memorizing a sound. You know, like, let's say you're hearing this ting, and you really want to remember that frequency of that bell or something, and you're like really tuning into it and letting it vibrate through your whole body. So the same thing here. That's what becomes your quantum anchor. That's what brings the energy into that timeline, kind of like placing a pointer on it. This is the broadcast that you're sending into the quantum field, and the signal is so coherent that it magnetizes to you. It matches the timeline and pulls it towards you. You're done with your past. That's it. You've gone beyond your past at this point, beyond all the stories, and you stepped into pure potential. And now within the pure potential, you resonated something you wanted, and you found sort of a support for that. You found a resonance that matched that. So now the step four is bringing your body into that timeline. So it's not just a experience in your emotions, but it actually goes all the way through into the body. This is where the body needs to merge into the new timeline from the current timeline. So let your physical self feel the emotion all the way down to your cells. Like, make it a body experience to feel this new timeline emotion. Breathe in the vibration of this new state. Anchor the experience all the way in your body memory. So you literally have the resonance all the way through your body. This is usually where people feel some sort of a vibration through the body, because your body is now being calibrated. It's getting the imprint of something different, something it doesn't know, something that's different than the habitual loops it's been running. This is what creates the biological signal, the full body yes for this new reality that allows the physical body to begin syncing with the frequency of the new timeline. And your body now recognizes the signal of this new possibility as something that's already happening, because the body only knows the now, right? So before it's been programmed by the past, but now it's getting this. This is the reality. Okay, thank you. This is what I'm supposed to experience now. So this is now my reality. It is what's happening. This is how manifestation turns into form. This is how you actually manifest reality for yourself, because you brought your body into it. And now, instead of walking with the movie you've been watching, you programmed yourself to a whole other movie. And your body just goes, oh, okay, I guess we're not watching this one. No problem. So that is the process that you can practice on your own and deepen in, but obviously with the meditation and with the components of frequency access and how to calibrate your body, that would be much easier and more productive of an experience for you. So let's summarize. We've talked about so many things here. What are the key takeaways from this lesson? We have covered so much. Let's bring it all together. So here are the 10 components about the timelines that you have learned that would be good for you to anchor in your conscious awareness. First is that timelines are perceptual pathways anchored in your past experiences. Past is the key. Your current timeline is a reflection of your habitual thoughts, emotions, and reflections, all tied to the past. Two is you are not just experiencing a timeline, you're also broadcasting a timeline. It's a both, I guess, sides of the same experience as you are living within this universe. Your thoughts, electric, your emotions, magnetic, form a signal into the quantum field that then responds to you moment by moment. So you are not just living your timeline, experiencing it, you're also broadcasting it and then re-experiencing it. Number three, most people stay stuck in the same timeline because they are just reacting the same way, firing the same neural pathways, and reinforcing the same emotional programs over and over again. Number four, the brain and body become wired for limitation when you repeat unconscious patterns. Because remember, whatever we don't question and yet give a lot of attention to because of emotional charge just keeps creating the same thing over and over and over, wiring that limitation. Until you change your energy, you cannot change your reality. Number five, habitual stress, fear, resentment, guilt, envy, shame, all these lower frequencies, they actually lower your frequency altogether. They weaken your broadcast, making manifestation difficult, if not completely impossible. Most of the time, that just completely blocks the person. Number six, syntropy. Syntropy is a coherent brain and heart and body. So when these resonances are working together, you create a strong signal into the quantum field, which then aligns with God's source, empowers your creation. And the opposite, entropy, is when you have incoherence, the weak signal that keeps you locked in survival mode and separation. This is a key here about syntropy, is that syntropy is in abundance. So if you are in survival mode, you cannot change a timeline. I just hope you understand that. So we literally have to train ourselves to shift out of survival mode into creation mode in order to create a different timeline. But because if somebody tries to do it from survival mode, you're just recreating survival because you're focusing on survival. Okay? Seven, to manifest new reality, you must shift your attention off the old program and place it fully on the desired new frequency. To focus on what you want, more of than what you don't want, right? Whatever you want more of, put your attention, whatever you want less of, don't pay attention to it. Emotionally, mentally, visually, especially in your body. Number 8, there is already a timeline in the quantum field where your challenge does not exist and where reality matches whatever you want. You just have to align with it and bring your body in resonance to it. Okay, so this is also important piece, that this is not something like, oh, I'm going to make it from scratch. Like, we're gods in training, but we're not gods that meant to like create our own reality. There's only one God and it's all one universe. So within all God, everything is already created, right? Universe already has all the possibilities. But you are responsible for how you're vibrating and whatever you're choosing to broadcast, and because of it, attract and then experience. Number 9, there is a 4-step process for shifting the timeline. So first step is to disconnect from what is known. Second is arrive into the unknown or the quantum field, all the possibilities. Third is to drop your quantum anchor in there for the new timeline. And number 4 is bring your body into that new timeline through emotional embodiment. All right, number 10. That we've learned today, wow, we've learned a lot, is creation begins when you initiate the signal. God will show you more. Universe will always give you gifts and options and possibilities, but you must begin the broadcast. So you must start by knowing what you want, and it must be stated in a positive. So it's not, I don't want this anymore. It's, I want this. Kind of like think of what you want instead. That's where you want to focus on. And it could be course adjusted, corrected, modified, whatever. It's not set in stone. But you must be propelling yourself forward if you want to change something by being clear as to what you want now. And then next moment, maybe you want something a little different. Also okay. Let universe guide you, but you must initiate the signal. That's how you collapse potentials into form and manifest your reality. How awesome is that, right? Oh, so the next step is, of course, embodying and applying all the stuff that I just said here. We've looked at a lot, and knowing something intellectually is really awesome. But as I said before, that's not the same thing as actually living it. And you know that collecting data is not really why you're here, right? You want to actually experience something deeply and shift within your reality to a next level of your own transcension, to arrive at the next level of your evolution. And I know you really want to turn your challenges into wisdom so you can grow through them and maybe even become teacher for others somehow. I know that you want to step into the new timeline where your dreams already exist, when you have this reality that matches whatever this thing that you probably always had in your heart or envisioned. And I know that you are eager to activate this new perception and shift the lens of how you see reality. But to do that, you actually need to go beyond understanding of all the stuff I just said into practicing it, right? You must practice, you must embody, and then stabilize that new frequency, becoming a master of your own reality. This is why I give you all this support, because I want you to get into this awesome new timeline that you envision for yourself. Your soul is the programmer of the new timeline. And the link to your soul is how you access the quantum field. And that access is actually the operating system of this simulation. So the next step for you then is the commitment to the process of changing this. Commitment to investing your attention daily, moment to moment, your energy, your thoughts, your emotions into the new timeline that you now touched through the experience. So it's not just something like, okay, well, that would be nice. It's like you got to do this all the time, not even once a day. Like literally every time you bump into the old stimuli, remember what I said at the beginning, you start taking your energy away from that pattern, and it's a gradual process. The more you do that, the more powerful the new timeline becomes, or at least it gives you the charge to create the new one with. Because otherwise, all your charge is parked in the past, which is not where you want to be. So you create your new reality by investing your attention into that new reality. And that's exactly what we do here in Transcension School. This is like literally what I teach you guys. This is the difference between knowing and embodying. It's one thing to understand something, and it's a whole other thing to actually anchor into it, experience it, play with it, and learn your own mastery in connection with these frequencies and the experiences. So consciousness is something you can't just think about. It's something you have to become. Unless you experience it, it doesn't actually change it. Once you felt the vibration of the new timeline, now you can return to it and then reactivate it again and again and sustain it more and more with your energy. This is why here in Transcension School, you got the meditations, why there's so many layers to that, that code your brain specifically to the patterns that are needed in order to do the work that I teach you in the lesson. So you get this harmonic coherence in your brain. So you feel the new frequencies in your body. You're able to integrate them on every level. That's why you get these 8 hours of the multidimensional energy transmission, because I really want you to work with the solar console to be accessing much higher frequency that normally is available on Earth or for humanity, expand and actually do your part in the collective, the larger perspective of for humanity, but also for yourself personally. This is a group activation for the highest timeline, for joy, for freedom, for abundance, not just for you personally, but collectively as well. And of course, you get the ongoing support, like you can, you know, ask me anything and get energetic reflection of your journey and what's happening with you. This is how we actually change timelines. This is how you can change your life. This is how you can shift your future. And this is how you create your conscious future by choosing where you're putting your attention. So if you're already a Transcension Gate member, awesome. Grab your headphones, dive in into the meditation, theta brain wave and binaural rhythms and all sorts of different things, different frequencies in there. Coded, really cool meditation will guide you into the quantum field and alternate timeline for the current one. It's waiting for you. It's awesome. You're gonna love it. Let your body feel it. Let your soul remember it. Let your future begin. That is what I want for you, and it's right there available. Dive in. And again, if you're not a Transcension Gate member, your invitation is here. The link is in description. Definitely join so you can access meditations, transmissions, and live support from me and the Solar Console for your new timeline. So new reality is not far away. It's already here. Everything is already here. You just need to become a frequency match for the timeline that you desire. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com. For advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.